A public information meeting will take place in the Innie Tavern in Drummond this evening at 7 o'clock. Senator Francis Black and Eamon Meehan, Chair of SADACA, the Irish-Palestine Alliance, will speak about the importance of Ireland taking real and concrete steps to bring about an end to what's happening in Palestine and in Gaza. And with me on the line to talk about this in more detail is Senator Francis Black. Senator Black, good morning to you and thanks very much for joining us on the programme.
No problem, Gerry. No problem.
Okay, what are you going to be saying this evening at this meeting?
Well, obviously, I'm going to be talking about the Occupied Territories Bill, which is a bill I introduced back in 2018 that almost got passed a couple of times, but here we are 8 years later. And we know that the government last week have announced they have proposed a bill with goods only and not goods and services. It's only a partial ban on the import of physical goods from the illegal Israeli settlements. And it's definitely disappointing. I was hoping that we could pass this bill in its full entirety, goods and services.
Do you accept, do you think that's not going to happen now with the way things are going and decisions that have been made by the government?
Well, I think, you know, as I say, what's being proposed is a partial ban and, you know, which is goods only, which is dates and olives that are grown on stolen Palestinian farmland. And while it is slight progress as far as it goes, but it deliberately excludes trade in services. So, you know, like the tech companies, the tourism platforms, the digital and IT firms that also sustain those settlements and keep them going, they're being let off the hook entirely. And I think this is really, I suppose, this is significant and deeply disappointing walk back. And I really think it fundamentally undermines the impact of the legislation. I mean, the reality is, Gerry, on the ground, like in the West Bank, Palestinian families are being driven off their land at gunpoint, and you know their homes and farms are being seized off them, and communities are being forcibly displaced. And even recently, Doctors Without Borders, Medicine Sans Frontières, recently documented the case of a family of six who were shot while simply driving home, you know, from home to their own house, and only two sons survived. Their brothers were like 5 and 7, and that's the reality of what's going on in the West Bank at this moment.
It's absolutely horrendous, that's for sure, and terrible, and it's all linked to what's happening with the American administration as well. And we see stories this morning of rows between President Donald Trump and Benjamin Netanyahu. Notwithstanding all of that, do you accept the reasoning from the government that a ban on services, if it was included, it wouldn't be effective or legally robust under EU law? That the Taoiseach is saying, look, this wouldn't be implementable, so there's no point in doing it.
Well, I have to say, I think that's misinformation and scaremongering, actually. And because we know that the ICJ, back in 2024, have absolutely said that all countries have an obligation, the highest court in the world, have an obligation not to trade with the illegal settlements. I mean, what Israel are doing are committing war crimes. So we know that that's not the reality. And last year, the Dáil Foreign Affairs Committee spent weeks listening to the top parts in the world who made clear that services can be included in the bill. And all members, including Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael TDs, voted unanimously that we can do this. As I say, the top court in the world. So, you know, we're required under international law not to trade with the settlements. And the government have accepted this themselves. You know, I mean, Micheál Martin said that during the last election campaign, that Ireland has an obligation. If we don't do this full ban goods and services, we are complicit in what Israel are doing. So it's really, really important that we do, you know, and 400 lawyers sent letters to our foreign affairs minister, 400 top lawyers in the country have said we can do this. So it doesn't make sense to me, and I don't understand why. I think this is political will, because legally we can do this.
Okay, would you accept though the argument as well from the government of Micheál Martin? He was pretty exercising it all last week when he was challenged on this, that look, Ireland, like you say, we're complicit in what Israel are doing, but there seems to be very little recognition of what Ireland has done or what this government has done. Senator Black. The fact that they've been to the forefront of doing much more than many other countries across Europe and the world, recognise Palestine as a state, supporting the Spanish case in relation to taking Israel to task, supporting all those efforts, going much further than many others. But
well, they haven't
the Taoiseach sounded pretty vexed yesterday when he said, or last week in the Dáil, when he said it's almost not even acknowledged by the opposition, anything that they've done. And if they were to do this, it would be just on to the next campaign. There would be no credit given whatsoever. Instead, we'd be just criticised again for being complicit in what Israel are doing when we've done more than most.
Well, I mean, Ireland, I thought, would have led out on this particular piece of legislation.
But that's my point. Are we not leading out anyway on a whole host of other things when it comes to Israel?
No, we've recognised Palestine as much as we have. They joined the ICJ case. There hasn't been much more than that, to be honest with you. Like last year, Spain, for example, Spain did it. They actually brought out, Spain passed its own legislation and they included a ban on trade in certain services. You know, I had been out to Spain last year with my colleagues, Conor O'Neill and Alice Mary Higgins, and we discussed it, out to Brussels, and we discussed with our Spanish colleagues there. So what they did was last September, Spain brought in this legislation. It was passed in 4 weeks and implemented by Christmas. We're still here, 2018, and it's a minimum. This bill is a minimum. We actually really need to have full sanctions on Israel, but this bill is a minimum, and we have an obligation. You know, and the fact that Spain have already done it, they did it in a matter of weeks, and here we are 8 weeks or 8 years later, and, you know, if Spain can include services, why can't we? You know, and it's an obligation. We need to do this, and we need to do it urgently. Because the way the settlements are expanding and the violence that's happening in the West Bank and the war crimes that are being committed is absolutely outrageous. So we really need to do this. There's no legal reason for us not to do this. So I'm concerned that there's a little bit of...
Do you think it would make any difference to what Israel are doing if we did this? In the real politics of it all. Like, would it make a blind bit of difference?
There's absolutely no consequences for what Israel are doing. What they are doing is outrageous, you know. And we see today another 9 people have been murdered in Gaza, and there's meant to be a ceasefire. Like, there's no consequences. The world is watching.
If Ireland does this, will there be any? Will it make any difference to Benjamin Netanyahu launching these attacks, treating the Palestinians the way he has, with the cover he has from the United States right now, and countries in Europe who refuse to go anywhere near even as far as Ireland have gone in relation to it, particularly Germany, in the realpolitik of it all? Would it make any difference?
Well, if you look at how Ireland led out back in the 80s with South Africa, you know, we two women in Dunn stores refused to handle oranges, and that was life changing. This is one of the steps towards real change, and we have to do this. It's absolutely vital. I really believe that this is the first step, and we need much, much more, right? Mm. But this is the first step, and already other countries are looking at this piece of legislation that I introduced back in 2018. So we have to do this. We did it, like, to say that it's to implement in practical is also not true. What we're asking for is not new. In 2014, we implemented exactly this policy when Russia occupied Ukraine, and rightly so, and a ban on trade and goods and also services. And that ban has been in place and has been working really well for 12 years.
I'm not trying to think about what your argument is, and you're passionately in favour of it, but for people who would say, did that make any difference to Russia's decision to invade Ukraine in 2022 and all of the debt that's followed since?
Of course it makes a difference to that everybody is saying this is not good enough. You know, that Russia has now been obviously ostracised, and that needs to continue. And it does impact trade. There's no doubt about it, it impacts trade. And that's what we need to do.
What about the idea on this, and it goes to my point about what difference this will make in real terms to Palestinians, in real terms to what's happening on the ground out there. What about the other side of it? And the fact that members of US Congress have written to the Trump administration asking that Ireland would face penalties if the Occupied Territories Bill boycotting Israel passes through the Oireachtas. companies like, there's talk and there's been calls for, you know, Ireland to somehow limit Intel. Intel shouldn't be doing business with a sister company that's involved in Israel. The impact that could have on thousands of jobs here in Ireland for a minimal result in terms of what happens on the ground in Israel.
Look, what I'll say penalized. To you, the reality is it's huge spin, misinformation and scaremongering that's been thrown around.
Not when you look at the tariffs in America, Senator Black, not when you look at the unilateral way and the illegal way that President Donald Trump has been acting since he got into office for the second time. Yeah, are you really saying there'd be no consequences, that he would take no action against Ireland, that's spin somehow?
Jerry, the Taoiseach himself, Micheál Martin, has said when he was campaigning before the election that this bill is not a boycott, and it's not a boycott of Israel, right? So why? Because the illegal settlements are not Israel. They are built on occupied Palestinian land. And as I say, we've sought legal advice on this point from several experts, and they have said the same thing. Those US laws are designed to stop a boycott of Israel.
Yes.
That is not
my argument
is
that Donald Trump would pays no attention whatsoever to any law, international or otherwise. And in that context, with someone as volatile as that, what is to stop him implementing a tariff or punitive damage in Ireland?
I don't accept that those laws would apply here. And it's very important that the Irish government stands up to AIPAC and this and actually defends. We have to defend international law. That is the reality. We have an obligation to defend international law. And that's what we're trying to do here. And we have to stand up to AIPAC and the likes of Donald Trump and others. Spain have done it, and there has been absolutely no impact on their trade, and there has been no job losses. So I don't understand why they're using this spin and scaremongering, and it really is putting the fear of God in people. This is a modest measure. It's the bare minimum under international law. The vast majorities of companies here, American or otherwise, will not be impacted because they're not trading with the illegal settlement, just like they don't trade with the Russian occupied territories because it is illegal and wrong. So we know that some companies are like selling settlement fruit and vegetables, right? And we know that some companies like Airbnb are providing services in the settlements. But the standard that we are setting is very modest. It says that a small handful of companies will no longer be able to trade with and profit from war crimes. And that is the bottom line. So think about what we're saying here. The settlements are war crimes. We're required under international law not to support those war crimes. We're moving legislation to do it. But first, we'll check if any US companies are involved in those war crimes so we can let them off the hook. That's absolutely shocking. It's absolutely shocking, Jerry. Saying US companies can be involved in war crimes and we'll do nothing goes far beyond reasonable FDI policy, and the government know that as well.
Mm. Okay, Francis, listen, we'll leave it there. That meeting is on, I think it's 7 o'clock this evening. There's going to be discussion, poetry, music and song in the Drumit Centre this evening at 7 p.m. You'll be there, Eamon Meehan will be there as well, the Ireland-Palestine Alliance.
We have Brendan Begley as well, and we have Paddy Bush performing as well. Paddy Bush is a wonderful poet, and we all know Brendan Begley. So it's going to be a very interesting and uplifting and empowering evening. So I would encourage people to come along and just...
Okay, Francis, we'll leave it there. Thanks very much for talking to us on the programme this morning. That's Senator Francis Black there, who is the originator of that Occupied Territories Bill in its current guise and form, arguing that services need to be included, arguing the Irish government needs to do a lot more and to have an impact on that. If you have a view on either side of that argument, I'd love to hear your thoughts on it.